many while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Across my big breast bed, stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Time's running short for people along Florida's western coast as Hurricane Milton gets set to deliver what's expected to be a destructive punch.
You still have today to get out of those storm surge evacuation zones. Remember, you only have to travel tens of miles, not hundreds of miles, to get to a safe location.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan, Milton is a Category 4 storm expected to make landfall late tomorrow or early Thursday.
This could be the worst storm hit Florida in over a century.
The president, speaking to reporters at the White House after meeting with top officials about the path of the hurricane and the destruction it is likely to bring.
The current path of the storm expected Tampa Bay area and cut directly across the state.
And for those in the path of Hurricane Milton, the president says, evacuate now.
It's a matter of life and death, and that's not hyperbole. It's a matter of life and death.
Lindy Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And President Biden condemned misinformation about Hurricane Helene recovery efforts.
I'm Jim Crisula, North Carolina. Wild, outlandish, and false claims on social media about the response to the North Carolina flooding has prompted the North Carolina Department of Emergency Management to set up a special website. The so-called fact versus rumor website is intended to make sure victims of Hurricane Helene's flooding get reliable and true information.
Three people are dead after a medical helicopter crashed in northern Kentucky. Grayson Passmore with WKYT has more.
A spokesperson with Air Evac Life Team told us in a statement they are heartbroken to share that three crew members from the AEL Base 133 died in the helicopter crash.
Authorities working to determine the cause of that accident. Overseas, Hezbollah fired a barrage of rockets into Israel today, and the Israeli military said it sent more ground troops into southern Lebanon. Arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court over a challenge to the Biden administration rule cracking down on what are known as ghost guns, untraceable weapons often made with kits and parts bought online.
The kit is intended and designed to produce that functioning weapon in a very short amount of time by people who don't know anything about guns and can do it with relatively little skill.
Solicitor General Elizabeth Preliger, opponents say the rule is government overreach. Baseball pitching great Louis Tiant has died at 83. He was a standout in the 1975 World Series.
Louis Tiant, with the help of a six-run seventh, spins a five-hit shutout to give the Sox the victory.
Tiant's Boston Red Sox fell short in the series, losing out to the Cincinnati Reds. The colorful Cuban emigre won 229 big league games. The Dow's up 63 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office has identified the victims of a fatal fire on Saturday night. 83-year-old Sylvia Chapman and her 58-year-old son Bradley were found dead in a home in what was initially called a crime scene. Details about the fire's origin and the causes of death remain unknown. A legislative candidate forum organized by NAMI Racine County will be held tonight. It's happening at the Workforce Development Center on Taylor. The event will feature candidates from the four local assembly districts and focuses on mental health issues. Racine's annual fall leaf collection program started yesterday. People are reminded to leave leaves unbagged on their designated collection day. The bus system in Racine has resumed normal operations for routes to and from the Regency Mall area. Recent developments in the area include the construction of a Woodman's and a new project in the western part of the parking lot. Over $5 million has been allocated to Kenosha County for removing lead paint from homes. The federal grant program aims to protect children from lead poisoning. And President Joe Biden's visit to Milwaukee today may cause traffic impacts. He's in the area addressing lead pipe replacement initiatives. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks shooting guard injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks guard Gary Trent Jr. suffered a hyperextended left elbow in that preseason opener in Detroit. Trent signed in free agency from the Raptors. Damian Lillard looked good, scoring 15 points in 17 minutes, and talked about what his first year in Milwaukee was like.
It was just a blur. You know, I feel like everything happened so fast. You know, I think I came here 2 days before camp started, but I just feel way, way better coming into this year.
The Bucks host the Lakers in a preseason game Thursday night. NFL, the Packers, back at home, will host the Cardinals Sunday. Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Doubs will be back at practice tomorrow after meeting with the wide receiver yesterday. Were there any signs he was upset about something?
Like, with all due respect to everything, I appreciate your question. I'd rather, you know, what's done is done and we're moving forward. I expect us collectively as a team to continue to move that way.
Mets Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Bright and beautiful today. High temperatures reaching the upper 60s and a northwest wind. Skies stay clear tonight. We fall to the upper 40s and for tomorrow, just a touch cooler in the mid-60s under a ton of sun. Then we swing back to the upper 60s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 67 degrees.
WRJN. Well, since you put me down,
help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Tell a friend about WRJN. We need a lot of friends. We love having listeners. We love somebody just listening to this radio station and having a good time with it. Got some great music coming up. Al Green, one of my favorites for him. Let's Stay Together. And right now, CCR.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Just when you needed me so, strange to see.
From Al Green. I just love that song. Didn't mean it kept me with the first husband, but I sure love that song from Al Green. Let's stay together. Okay, let's do that, husband number two. Alrighty. That wasn't an upcoming song that I'm playing or anything like that. Good care of my baby. I won't comment on that song, but I will say hello to my dear friend Rich LoCascio, who really is the reason that this station stays afloat.
You're being very nice right now, by the way.
Well, I still have a job, so you must be doing something.
You do a fantastic job on here, Cindy. We thank you.
Oh, thank you. I didn't pay him to say that. Actually, no. I did. I gave him a certificate to Lee Stelly.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but yeah. Now that you mention it.
Yeah, I love this.
It's Tuesday, the hot ham and cheese special, man. It's fantastic. So
I haven't put it on top of the fries.
Yes.
Yeah, and then everything stays crispy.
I thought it was a perfect time to mention this. Lee's Deli's back on our Big Deals program, and I'm glad to announce that they just won Best of Racine 2024 for Best Deli and Best Sandwich Shop. So make sure, if you've never been to Lee's Deli, make sure you get over there. I highly recommend their hot ham and cheese on Tuesdays, and their meatball bombers on Thursdays are out of this world. Yes. So what do you want to do to take advantage of our Big Deals program? Because you could save 30% at least at a lot of our partners here on WRJN that you hear during the 30-second commercials. What you want to do, you want to go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and check out what we have in our storefront. Lee's Deli's back. This week, I could tell you tomorrow, Peach Cobbler Factory, our WRJM Big Deal of the Day. And then the Lanes on 20 this coming Friday. They got a fantastic fish fry on Fridays.
Oh, my God. A good fish fry. Oh, that is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Beautiful thing. Don't miss it. Plus, you know, when it's getting colder like this and the kids aren't being able to stay out longer because now it's getting darker. I really noticed that it's getting dark earlier. Yeah. And then the time change is going to make it even worse. Take the kids bowling. It just runs them out of steam and get the fish fry.
Yes.
Go on Fridays. All righty. Thank you so much, Rich.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can easily find coverage options that fit your budget. If only it was that easy to name your baby.
How about Jaden?
Nope.
Okay. Michael?
Went to middle school with a glue-eating Michael.
Sebastian?
Dated one in college.
How about Damien?
Vampire name.
All right. Greg?
Not feeling it.
Okay. No worries. No worries. Jeffrey?
Oh, love that one.
Wait, really?
No.
Find coverage options that fit your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care. Just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJ, and gorgeous day out there, 70 degrees right at this very moment. If you blink, you'll miss it. Here's Neil Diamond.
Hot August night, and the leaves hanging down, and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. And the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group telling you and me it's love. Brother Love, say brother Love's traveling salvation show. Back up the babies and grab the old ladies and everyone goes.
get suddenly still, and when you'd almost bet you could hear yourself sweat, he walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every hair in the place is on him. Starting soft and slow, what it's there for. Hallelujah. And when your heart is troubled, you gotta reach out your other hand. Hallelujah. Reach it out to the man up there, cause that's what he's there for. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
Hits, WRJ, and Dancing in the Street, Martha and the Vandellas. Oh, great, great song. Oh, it's always, this, one of those examples of a song that's so good that you go like 20 years later and you get Bowie and Mick Jagger and they make another hit out of this song. So anyway, I digress. I'm kind of upset. I was looking over Facebook, just glancing at it, and I've got a couple of friends that really, really thought at the last minute they would be okay or it wouldn't be a big deal, but now they're having to evacuate. And unlike one of my other friends that's used to evacuating now because this is his third time to evacuate, in this case, they're really somber. And they really are starting to realize that they on the verge of quite possibly losing everything when this current hurricane comes through, Hurricane Milton. Ugh. Big, giant, mean hurricane, and it's Milton again. Milton was always the kid that got picked on. Him and me. We're always, unless he moved away, and then I was the one getting picked on. So anyway, if you've got a moment, would you check out Civic Media? Let's see. I've got it right here. Civic. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Why don't I have... Oh, it's right in front of me. Hello, civicmedia.us/help. Cindy, put your glasses on. Alrighty. civicmedia.us/help. If you scroll down on that page, you'll find Samaritan's Purse, American Red Cross, and you can also find World Central Kitchen, and you can donate to any of them. Make it real easy. We've got the links there. All really great organizations that do a world of good there. Even if you've only got 10 bucks, it'll really help somebody out. So I hope you really check it out and think about donating. Right now, we're going to join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's school superintendent has a challenger in the next election. Jeff Wright is the superintendent of the Sauk Prairie School District. Wright is the first person to step up to challenge Jill Underley. She's been in office since 2021. Wright is a Democrat who ran for state assembly in 2018 but lost by about 300 votes. The election is April 1st. Battleground Wisconsin is seeing a lot of campaign stops this year, but the nation's agriculture secretary says winning rural Wisconsin will take more effort than that.
It isn't enough for you to stop by in those rural areas. You got to have an office. You got to have volunteers. You got to have people talking about the campaign on a constant basis.
Tom Vilsack joined Civic Media's Todd Aubaugh show this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While initially called suspicious, details are still few regarding a deadly Walworth County fire. The Walworth County Sheriff's Office has identified the victims of Saturday night's fatal fire as 83-year-old Sylvia Chapman and her 58-year-old son Bradley. Details about the fire's origin and the cause of deaths remain unknown. Investigators initially called the house fire a crime scene, but haven't provided an update on those claims. Racine County voters are invited to a forum tonight. It's called the Legislative Candidate Forum, and it's being held at the Workforce Development Center on Taylor. Organized by NAMI Racine County, the bipartisan event will feature candidates from the four local assembly districts. It'll be moderated by Denise Lockwood of the Racine County Eye. Attendees will have the opportunity to engage with candidates regarding mental health issues. The annual tradition of turning leaves into compost has started in the city of Racine. Yesterday started the annual fall leaf collection program. The collection schedule is divided into five areas with a map on the city's website. The program is meant to prevent leaves from becoming hazards on roads and to reduce draining impacts. When it is your day, you're reminded that leaves should be left out and not bagged. And another car wash is coming to Kenosha County. A new commercial development is coming to the corner of 165 and 31 in Pleasant Prairie. The Village Plan Commission approved the project last night. It includes a rocket wash facility and two future retail or office buildings. A new 105th Street will also be created to enhance traffic flow. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bright and beautiful today. High temperatures reaching the upper 60s and a northwest wind. Skies stay clear tonight. We fall to the upper 40s and for tomorrow, just a touch cooler in the mid-60s under a ton of sun. Then we swing back to the upper 60s on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Christine's home for timeless hits and local news right here on WRJN. Congratulations. WRJN. Whoops, hit the wrong button. Congratulations to Gene Simon of Racine, my artist of record winner today. He got himself some Buddy Holly. Next chance to play tomorrow, courtesy of Time and Again Music and more in Sturtevant. I love
when
you.
I think back on all the crap I learned in high school. It's a wonder I can think at all. And my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Cold or cold, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all. Everything looks worse in black and white.
Together, if I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
price. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
The loneliest number, but I heard that two is a little less lonelier than one. I heard it in a song. I think it was this song. Read All Night. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. That wraps it up for me, Cindy Huber. It was a pleasure to spend this day with you. Chris Morrow is going to be on for me tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. Don Rolson tomorrow. Kurt Bowman is next, along with CBS National News, Stuart J. Waddle's Local News, and Mike Clemens.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to
to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.